I do believe we are live. Hello, it is Sunday night and we are live back in the house. Now, as usual, we've got to do our read. But before that, we're going to be talking a little bit about a new Verso announcement coming up soon. We're going to be talking a little, which you'll have to wait to the end for. We're going to talk a little bit perhaps about Octopus, but we're definitely going to be talking about My Energy tonight and some of the issues that are out there. This isn't a witch hunt, but there's some real truths that need to be spoken about tonight and we need to get involved. That's why we've called in Mark Allison, who's been on the harsh end of it. But before we do that, let's do our read. I'll do mine first. We are not sponsored by Hager. This is a public service announcement. And as such, it is my way of telling you exactly what the issue is. Now, Hager have AFDDs, single module AFDDs, that David Savory done a video on that showed that he could not get them to trip. Me, I went and spoke to the Hager stand and the man who wrote the book on AFDDs, the numero uno guy, I asked him, what could you tell me that would reinstall confidence in the electricians buying your products? And he said, don't buy them. So my public service announcement is telling you that he said, don't buy them. Jamie, over to you.
There's no graphic, as you can tell, because I've got that wrong. This week, I'm sponsored yet again by Chevron-Anu. They're the number one people to go to if you want to measure some energy or some power or analyse some energy and log it and all that good stuff. And they also do a range of all the normal testers you'd like voltage checkers and multimeters and all that kind of stuff. We'll probably be dropping in something about them that happened with me later, but I assure you, you get the same service I get. If you're on the market for something like that, check out their catalogue, give them a shout, give them a tinkle, and they will sort you out. That is my promise to you. Give them a whirl for all your testing needs.
Jamie, what's it like to be the only dickhead not to have an electrician's podcast t-shirt?
What's it to be like to prop the short for a fucking 12 months and then not get sent one? Next question.
Mark, just talk a little bit about how blessed these are.
They are very nice. You've not got that. Is yours a t-shirt? Oh, yes, it is. It
looks like it's a jumper.
Yeah. No, they're good. They're really good quality. I can't knock it at all. Matty and Nathan have both got one as well. So I've been supporting your initiative because I think you're passionate about these t-shirts and we're looking forward to the next one.
The next one's all right. I don't know if it's going to be received as well, but the one after definitely will.
I'm looking forward to the next one I won't get.
Oh, no, but the one after that you'll definitely get, which I can't say what it is yet, but it is going to drop fire. Now, Marco, yes. You phoned me up this week crying.
That's not true.
Like this. And I was like, calm down, Mark. Calm down. What do you need? I'm there for you. And you said that you've had a few issues online about my energy. And I said, well, come on and talk about it. I've got you. Don't worry. Thank you so much. So here you are. Tell
us. That is literally not true. As always, when you've not got a guest to come on, my phone rings. Please come and save me, Mark. I've not arranged a guest. We need somebody on the show.
That's not true at all, Marco.
Neither is your story either. So we're both playing that game.
We dropped an excellent female guest for this. That's a true story. Like, no,
you shouldn't have done.
Excellent female spark was going to come on, although she's been rebooked. But yeah, we had to drop this because it's hot off the press.
Right, so let's get down to it. We've titled this show.
We're not doing news anymore, no.
Oh, okay. Well, that's handy, isn't it? Can't hear him.
It's even better. Like he's muted.
Jesus, don't get a t-shirt. Don't
say it again. Say it again, because you went completely mute then.
I said we're not doing the normal news. I'm not doing the normal
format. Sorry, I got carried away. Sorry.
I know you're excited. Sometimes I have to rein you in, don't I?
Yes, you do.
So I'll do the news then.
Do the news, bruv. Why are you still holding out for?
The VT's there. Number one. This is important. Kimmy put this out. If anything's going wrong in your life this week, sparking wise, just so you know, Kimmy's answered all your questions, yeah. It's because it's retrograde eclipse season. I just want to let everyone know, I thought it was a really good announcement she did on retrograde eclipse season. So if your eclipse is in the wrong sector of your physical, I don't know, whatever, ever will be, Kimmy. It's retrograde eclipse season. That's why everything's going bad.
So I don't even know what that means, though. Do you?
No one does. That's the joke.
Mark, do you know about this?
I have no idea whatsoever, but I'm going to look into it now.
There was an eclipse in America, and they all thought the world was going to end, didn't they? There was like time to stock up on food and stuff. So, yeah, but Kimmy knows. That's why everything's going wrong. Retrograde eclipse season. Which
I don't even know what that means, but it's a typical Kimmy thing. She's probably got a special rock that she forgot that day that has special powers in it that protect her from it, but she left it at home. Well, because she was polishing her other rocks, because she's got a polishing machine for rocks that she collects on the beach and stuff. Trust me.
I don't normally give away conversation in private with people, yeah, but I messaged her and goes, can I get a crystal for that? And she was like, yeah. And she said, stop taking the piss. I says, I've got a crystal skull. And she's like, no, you won't. So I sent her a picture of my skull bottle of vodka, which apparently is not good enough. It's not the right kind of crystal. But yeah, it's retrograde eclipse season, people. Go study. Next one. Right then.
Let's just have it right. How happy are you about this?
I did not think we'd be talking about it so soon. We're going to just move across so I can zoom into this. Yeah, I didn't think this would come so soon. It's not my news, right? The news comes from the people that send us the news. Yeah, we get sent it. We've got people out there that send us stuff. Yeah. I took a picture of this. I've got to make the other one bigger, isn't it? I'll cover the one on the right first. Yeah. These are installs by, I'm going to say allegedly, these are installs by Octopus. These are Octopus installs. I knew my time would come. I'd get to pitch some of these, but it's happened quite early. The one on the right, which I will now zoom in on. that is an IP65 board, my favourite. Does that maintain?
That's Mark's company as well, boy. Mark, you love these people.
Proteus, I do. I can't knock Proteus as a brand. They're a fantastic manufacturer of switchgear, but that is not going to maintain its IP rating.
No, just for clarity, for audio viewers listening, or if you're blind, there's a picture of a BG Hughes board, badge with Proteus, with an IP65. Feature on it, and it's got a bog standard cheapest chips Copex rammed into the side of it. So like what I'm saying is it didn't take long, did it, before that is an outdoor fuse board. No, it was, till you drilled that hole in it, put that normal Copex in. Anyone challenge me, I'll take anyone to on. Yeah, is that gonna let water in?
100% it is. It's one step up from smacking a hole in the back and ramming the tails in. I'll give them that, but
yes,
you know, it's scraping it.
And what they've done is, in this picture, right, just I want a bit of help on this one, right? So what they've done is, sorry if you're an audio listener, I'll put the picture on my Instagram and Twitter. Yeah. No, they've gone in the side with the mains, they've gone out the bottom with the cable, but then there's still silicone on the top, like it'll magically stop the water getting in the side.
But you know what I love as well? If you go down a bit, you see where they put the clip. Like, that's someone who's not an electrician clip that. Look at the clip.
Oh yeah. What?
Who puts a clip in the corner? Like no spark has ever put a clip in the corner.
Eagle eye. I noticed that.
Just to be fair, that's Badger's Proteus. I believe I'm not sure this because Liz's not happened yet. That's because Proteus didn't have their own board, so they started selling Octopus, the BG one, branded as theirs with their brakes inside. So there's a possibility that the brakes within there are suitable for the environment. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying the way that has been fitted, we're not slagging off BG, we're not slagging off Pro, we're not slagging off the install, we're not slagging off any of that. We're on about the methods now. The method that has been used on that is not IP65, should not be outside. And I'm guessing they would have issued an NICEIC certificate for that work. I would love to see it, especially with the design section. But anyway, then one popped up. Go on, sorry, Sam.
Go on. I'm just zooming. No, so what we're looking at here is a picture of a air source. Is that an air source heat pump or not?
That is a heat pump, and the customer was all over Twitter.
Raving about it.
Raving about this. Their new install that only took Octopus 5 days. That's the front of their house. They've had a fridge put out. So, that's the equivalent of having a fridge dumped outside of your house. Look at the state of it.
So this is obviously a new build dwelling, and they've got, so just to paint the picture for the audio listeners, they've got the meter box, the intake box on the front of their house. Next to the intake box, they've got some cables going into the bottom of an outdoor fuse board, not the BG/Proteus one, just I think that's a Hager one, isn't it?
I think it's a random plastic cack.
And then next to it, about a meter over, they've got an air source heat pump. It looks like a commercial installation, but a very badly done one in front of their house. And the customer was absolutely raving about it. Now, I know what you are going to say, Jamie. That is a load of cack. But if the customer's happy, you ain't got a leg to stand on.
The customer's happy today. And that picture on Twitter and people just saying, what the fuck is that like, basically. The problem here is, the problem I've got with this is, that's 5 days worth of install. It took him 5 days to do that. This is where experience is lacking. There's probably nothing wrong with it. It's probably operational, but my house is 110 years old, yeah? When I moved into it, it was 90 years old. And do you know what was not on the outside of it? Any sort of switchgear. How did they manage it for 100 years and now suddenly we've got a heat
pump? You know
what?
You can't say nothing about doing cack installations with the solar panels on the side of your house in Unistrut and all that. That might be the worst installation on someone's house I've ever seen in my life. That makes that look like a polished turd.
Do you know what my excuse is? Do you know what my excuse is for that?
Go on.
I'm an electrician. All this work in my house is shit.
Look at the hockey stick coming up to that meter cabinet as well, though. It's not just, it's like all gash. And there's no, if you put an EV charger where the road sits or a driveway, you would put some sort of crash protection on it, wouldn't you? That heat pump at some stage is going to likely get knocked by a car. I can see that where it is.
Yeah, 100%.
Some sort of barrier around it. This is it's the picture of a race to the bottom, isn't it? We're allowing this to happen by accepting outdoor switchgear like that. This seems to be the perfect storm where consumers are happy with an install like that because it's cheap and it's relatively quick. But we know it's just gash. It's not.
They also don't work that well yet, do they? I know Neil's been having not great results. I mean, it's suitable on his house because it's like his house was custom built for it. But I know that when it was cut, and we haven't even had a proper cold winter yet. We haven't had them minus, we didn't get a proper winter this year. So if we get a proper winter, that's when these air source heat pumps are really going to show whether they're worth it or not.
You know, if I dumped a fridge outside my house, my neighbours would go mad, yeah? What's that estate going to look like when, it's going to look like the back of a food factory when every single house has got something like that rammed on the front. It's also got, you know, it's a new build, you know it's a new build? Because it's got random staining on the brickwork, because that's what new builds do. Look, there's a random stain all the way, probably damp and stuff. But is that the way it's going? Is that what we've come to? Is that what all is the front of every house in new build estate is going to look like that? They won't let you park a van on them as part of your lease, but you can ram something that looks like that.
Is that right?
It looks like the back of a... Yeah, a lot of new build estates won't let you park silent vans on there. That looks like the back of a food factory.
It don't look great. I've got to be honest with you. I would not be happy. I don't know why they didn't mount it around the side at, I don't know, like 8 foot high and just put it on some brackets.
Would Greg, if you're watching from Octopus, yeah, would you have that on your mansion? Would you slap something like that on your mansion, or is it just what you do to your customers?
He don't care. He's balling out of control, bruv. Do you think he cares about this peasant podcast?
He is another one that will not respond to me tagging him. He's a very responsive guy. I'm an Octopus customer, and I put stuff on there about supply and they've responded to it, yeah? With these installs, Octopus are deadly silent. They're just doing the baby thing, covering the red and hoping it'll go away. But anyway, that's there. So look forward to a regular segment, Wank Installs by Renewables People. It's probably something we've got to incorporate, because if my neighbour, if I had to look out my fucking window at that, I'd be fuming.
Can we call it Octo-Watch?
Octo-Watch, well, they've got... No, you know, normally wait for the name. Well, yeah, that's a thing now. So, yeah, that is it
Octo
for this
Watch.
Week. Octo, yeah.
Do you remember that program years ago? It was one Halloween. It was called something like Ghost Watch. And it was like, mate, that was the best thing that's ever been. Do you remember that, Mark?
It was a mockumentary. It was serious at the time. It got a lot of people.
At the time, people thought it was serious. And there was like this sort of family in the house. And they had like, was it Gabby Rosalind or something? She was like the host.
Sarah Green, it was.
And then and they're in the house, and then there's this ghost attacking everyone and stuff, and you thought it was real. I'd just come back from Scouts or something. I was sitting on the sofa eating. I remember the food I was eating, mashed potato, beans and sausages, sitting on and I couldn't even eat it. And I'm a fat, hungry boy at the time. I'm like, I can't even eat this. I was so engrossed. It gave me nightmares for like a week. They had to put out a national public apology and everything. So we're going to be doing Octo Watch.
And remember, because this is the end of Octo Watch segment now, yeah? installations like this are very rare, so do sleep well. And if anyone gets that joke, that's an old one.
It's just it's the culmination of everything, this, isn't it? We've got manufacturers of boards and switchgear saying it's in a roundabout way, can go outside. You've got Octopus, who are relentlessly trying to grow their customer base, don't really care about the electrical side of things, I think, looking around. It's all about a bigger picture for them. And consumers who are desperate to adopt this heat pump technology because they think it's the future. And as Dan said in the chat, he's had his in for a couple of years and it's worked faultlessly. So, you know, they do have a benefit, they do work. It just wants to be done right, doesn't it? Not lashed on someone's front wall like that.
Someone also agrees with me. Ollie says, why not put it up on brackets down the side?
Because it costs too much money. Yeah, this is slapdash, quick as we can. Oh, we're meeting the heat pumps, but this is, and I'm going to segue it now. Check this out, yeah? That is not engineers, not electricians, not the IET, not the NIC or anyone like that pushing that. That is manufacturers telling us how to do stuff. That's not how it works. That is manufacturers saying to us, we've made something that does this. You should do it like this. That is, we should be driving how things are done, not fuse boards.
Do you think manufacturers are starting to merge product standards and wiring standards ever closer together so they can shift more gear? The two involved.
I think that's inevitable and always has been.
Yeah. You know what, right? I live in a little end terrace with an extension beside here. It's not massive. I had to move out my mansion once I started doing this program so people think I'm poor, yeah? Why don't someone just make... My kitchen's not big enough, yeah? Why don't someone make an IP65 washing machine? I'll put that fucker outside. And I'll have an IP65 oven outside because then I can save some space in my kitchen. So I'll put a washing machine outside the front of my house. You'd think you were mad. If I put a washing machine inside the front of my house in a shed, people would go fucking mad, wouldn't they? Look at the state of that. It wouldn't hurt me, would it? I walk out there, put the clothes in, leave it trundle away, and then take it back in. Put a washing machine outside your house. That's it now. Outdoor washing machine. Bosh, I'm taking it. That's mine. Why have in your kitchen making mess? Why have in your kitchen? It's tumble dryer chugging away all night. No,
I'm
mate.
I'm all get for the outdoor washing machine and tumble dryer combo.
Hang on a minute. If you put a fridge outside in winter, it'll use electricity, so it's green and renewable. So yeah, outdoor fridges now, because then when it's cold enough outside, you won't have to use electric. So let's just move the entire kitchen outside. Sod it.
I was going to say they will end up with these heat pumps out front because I think when you wall mount them, you get more vibration.
There's a fucking picture on there, Mark.
More vibration and noise from them, don't you? And if you put them round the back in your back garden, no one wants that while you're sat out having a barbecue with some at the heat pump wearing away. So the most likely place they're going to get rammed is out the front somewhere or down the side at the front.
Let me stop people there, yeah? Because this heat pump, does that do your hot water as well?
I think they do, don't they?
Middle of summer, you've got your kids' bedroom window open, and obviously kids go to bed at like 8 o'clock, and you've got that thing clattering around like it's one of a wank in a biscuit tin outside.
Yeah.
And then we're going over, they go, mate, turn your pump off, it's making a right round. They'll be like, oh, I don't, because everyone knows air conditioning units, the bearings always go on the fans, yeah, and they start rattling. And he'll be like, mate, turn your air source heat pump off, my kids are trying to sleep. It's the new, like, pissed up barbecue, isn't it? You've kids in bed going, down it, or you can outside.
Do you know how happy Jamie is that this has happened and this is happening?
If people get bored of seeing this shit, but this is this is plumbers, obviously, as well, yeah? Like, I feel sorry for plumbers. There's a lot of good plumbers on Instagram that do quality work and show it up like, look at the state of that. No self-respecting plumber would do that. Like, my neighbour moans left a bin outside the front of my house once. Like, that's the front of your ass. It's not free anyway.
Happy with your gas. The problem is, Jamie, of all the people, you can't say nothing, bruv, with them solar panels on the side of your house. Like, it just don't make sense.
What's the difference between solar panels on the side of my house and my roof? They're tidy. I painted it all up now. It all looks like it's in keeping, but it's just the same as being on my roof, isn't it?
I just like mocking you, Jamie. You know what I mean?
I've not got a leg to stand apart from it. It's my own ass, and I put them up there. I wouldn't do it to a customer. Unless I'd use hidden brackets and stuff, but that's the future. I've seen it. But yeah, I don't think it'll be the last one. So welcome to Octowatch, people. Thank you for listening. But let's move on now.
It's a brilliant name for something that is Octowatch.
I'm gonna have to do a graphic and everything.
We're gonna have to call it Octowatch, because Octo, they'll we had a little word before this podcast because we've got to be careful.
No, we're calling it Octowatch, bruv. We're not coming up with no legal civic. If we get a cease and desist, we get a cease and desist. I don't care.
What am I on about? I want a cease and desist. So yeah, Octowatch. If you got anything to put in Octowatch, I'll set an email called Octowatch, or I'm on Instagram, Twitter. You know where I am. Just tag me in it. I'll find it, like I find all the junk for the news. Thank you very much.
Libby's put something, but I don't think you've got the thing. We can't put that in this week. We'll see it next week. Right. So
story time.
This brings us on to the story time with Mark Allison.
I'm sorry. Well, thank you for watching, you 172 people. Fair enough. That's a good number for us. Thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed.
Brilliant. Can you not interrupt me again? Thanks.
Shut up.
Jamie's gone all Northern. Marco, so you dragged your sorry ass on here for Octowatch t-shirts, definitely. So dragged your ass on here to talk about something that's happened to you this week. Do you want to go from the beginning, or do you want me to prelude it for you?
I'll take it from the beginning. I want to start by saying that the manufacturer involved in this is one that I had massive respect for a long time, still do actually, and one of the finest podcasts I've ever listened involved one of the creators from My Energy, yeah. The one you did with Jordan Brompton and Neil back in the day. That is one of the best podcasts I have ever listened to.
Can I just quickly say, I don't want to bash this company, and I don't want a national pylon, but when you sort of get to this stage, it sort of reach critical mass on Twitter. I would say we have to have a conversation about it, and that's what this is. So
can
Mark,
can we just add because Mark will know about us, yeah, this, we've had a massive argument about this last week, haven't we, because we want to speak about the RCD thing, and you said no, we've got to hold off and give them a first chance to respond, and then yes. So, yeah, we've been sat on this for a couple of weeks waiting for comments and that. So I want to point that out for anyone thinks we're just jumping on.
Yeah. I mean, basically, we've got a job where we installed a Zappi for a customer with a Harvey. And after a firmware update, the Zappi stopped reporting a CT measurement from the Harvey. And because of, I think there's new rules with EV charge points now, when they can't see a CT measurement, they're supposed to shut down and not charge. So this Zappi had stopped charging the customer's vehicle, and they got on the phone to My Energy to see if there was something they could do to sort out the products after the firmware had been updated, and their technical person on the phone told them the installer had done it wrong, which was brilliant. Something to do
installer
with a range
being you of, installer being you
yeah anyone... something to do with a range between the Harvey and the Zappi, which was 15 meters mainly outdoors through a wooden workshop. And it's exactly what that product's designed to do. That's why we used it, and it worked perfectly for 8 months. I don't have a problem with manufacturer's equipment failing. We get it loads with other brands, Hypervolt, ICS.
There you go.
And My Energy, we go to call outs on all those products. The thing I don't like, and the thing that makes this different, is that they told my customer that we'd done something wrong when we hadn't. I think that is overstepping the mark. And I'm the customer of My Energy. It's me who bought that product from them to sell to my customer to work with a solar system. We'd recommended that product. They hadn't asked for a Zappi. And we do that dozens of times every month and have done for years now. I've got YouTube videos on my channel saying how great their products are. I've got the chargers at my home. We've got chargers from My Energy at the academy here. Jamie will have seen that earlier on this week. There's one hung on the wall in the back of here. So it's,
I wouldn't have though, would I, Mark?
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. So it's not that I don't like My Energy or see them different to other brands because of a product failure. It's the way they're dealing with their complaints and trying to blame the installers. And I might well have shrugged all that off.
And just one of those things,
but because of seeing Adam's video the other week, so Sotter Electrical and what had happened to him with the RCDs, I thought, is this a bigger problem than just a couple of small-time YouTubers? Surely this is going on more widespread. So chucked a post on LinkedIn, Twitter, just to see what other installers were seeing. And the feedback is that, yeah, it seems to be a bit of a thing, which is disappointing.
I was going to say, because we had a conversation when you mentioned you had a problem on it, and have you heard about this one?
I had
a couple of people come to me and go, do you know, I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, since the firmware update, loads of Harveys have stopped working. And I'd had three people come to me, and I was obviously putting the fees out to see if this was a valid point. And then you went, oh, yeah, that's what ours was. And then I've had a number of people come and say, yeah, the Harveys have bricked it. Well, they haven't bricked it. They just don't work as far, which is a really weird thing, isn't it?
Did they used to, though?
Yeah. I don't think it's maybe just the way they're linking back up after the update. I don't know. I'm not a software or electronics expert, but it's weird that they work perfectly and then stop working.
The general gist I got, and I'm open to people let me know, is that they were working over a certain distance perfectly and they've been doing for years in certain installations. There was a firmware update and then they won't work. And then when people were going, oh, it's too far away now. And the problem is, like, when you buy something, you buy and pay for the features on the day, don't you? And then companies will claim that we can update the software and make it better for you for the life of the product. But then what they'll do is they're literally taking features away and reducing the usefulness of it, which is a bit weird, isn't it? If I came into your house and took away a certain amount of your fridge so it was smaller, you'd be like, what are you doing? Like, but with these firmware updates, they can do that.
So essentially, for me, because I don't really know the ins and outs of it, the Harvey is what controls the flow of power in the house, is it?
No, the Harvey is where you can put your CTs, so your clamps on your tails, your solar, your battery, into it, and it'll wirelessly transmit that data to a hub or a Zappy to tell it what's doing what. So it's just like a wireless comms, really. And they're really good. They work a treat, usually.
Yeah, so for a long while, a lot of people, that like that's a quite a unique solution for the...
It was like, My Energy were the only ones doing it, I think, it's fair to say.
It's got a wider ecosystem with something called the Eddy, the Zappy, and all the other bits and pieces.
I just want to reference the chat, so because it's important. Someone's put, where is it? Sorry, I've lost it. It might just be Ollie's put. It might just be a rogue employee. I would like to hear from the press office, the CEO. We've reached out numerous times to them, and we've asked on Twitter under various guises, not just us. And everyone who asked this question is being ignored. Because I know that, because I asked a question under an alias, which was responded to straight away. So you know people are picking up on it. And then someone's put this happening to them as well in the chat. So
I'm gonna say full credit to Jordan Brompton, because she'd seen it on Twitter and marketing director, she jumped in and she's trying to get an answer and resolve it. I don't think you can say... this company's blown up massive, hasn't it? It was a small little thing that was... was it Lee and Jordan's baby? They built it up into what it is now. It's this massive... They're a big company now, lots of employees, and you can't expect individuals to have accountability for everything that's going on in that business anymore. There'll be processes, other people involved in those decisions beyond certain individuals at a level in that business. So I don't blame them for what's going on. All they can do is react to it now. Jordan is reacting to it.
Damn, you've got to stop talking over people.
I got a bit late, sorry. I got a bit late. There's a bit late. The problem is, there was this tweet, weren't there, the other week? Which is... Last week, and a number of people who were friendly with My Energy picked up on this, and I thought it was a bit underhand. They went out hammering other chargers because they've only...
I'll read it. EV manufacturers should be obliged to have complete transparency with customers about hidden costs. If you have a smart charger that relies on a SIM card connectivity, it could be about to go dumb. More than 80% of all EV charging happens on a driveway, and having an at-home charging device is a cost-effective... if it's Wi-Fi or Ethernet connected.
Now, that's aimed at home, isn't it? That's aimed at home chargers.
So, what's happening is there's been a massive shift with everything. Now, it's, as far as I'm aware, it's not just this Harvey device as well. There's another issue with, is it RCDs in the main Zappy device that is causing issues as well? Mark, explain to me a little bit about that, please.
Well, that was Adam Sotter's video, Sotter Electrical, wasn't it, where he'd had a warranty recall and they wouldn't honour it because there was no RCD up front of the product. But if you dig back into the instruction manual that My Energy used to produce, it claimed at one stage to have a 61008 RCD in it. And I was struggling to remember who first had this argument on Twitter, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And it's a guy called Jonathan P, who'd messaged on my LinkedIn post. And he's the one who actually got them to admit that that didn't actually comply with the intent of BS7671 at that time. And the manual was changed subsequently. So now you've got this situation where you could have installed something to a work kind of manufacturer's instructions at one stage, and now today, fast forward. And it's almost like they're trying to gaslight us in a way that never happened. This has always been how it should have been done. And they installers chucked under the bus. That's the thing that's really frustrating in this. My business is really small, certainly in comparison to like my energy. And you get a brand and company like that that's well respected in the consumer side of this industry saying you haven't done something right. That mud can stick and really do a lot of damage. You know, we're looking at this in terms of, I don't know, or my energy being victims in some way of online discussions and stuff that's going on, when really I see the installers are the victims of a lot of this based on what the bodies of industry are telling us, like the IET and all the standards and stuff. And then you've got manufacturers doing stuff like that, and we're kind of stuck in the middle trying to make everything work, getting screwed over left, right and centre, to be honest.
Well, look at Sota. I've watched the video. I weren't familiar with him until they put that video out, right? His work is bang on. You can see it in every video he does. Everything he does is bang on. He's absolutely...
There's a lot of outdoor fuse boards in there, Jamie.
Yeah, but he's... all right, selection and that, but his actual work is bob on, yeah? And he's gone back, because he feels like he has to, and retrofitted all his RCDs at his own cost. And then, like, he's not the only one, though. Now, I believe he's in communication with him, that's all I know, but what about all the other installers? Like, it seems like... Oh, let's focus on customers. Let's not bother with electricians and people fitting them. Just focus on customers. It's not fair to he was an installer that Zappi said, oh, we can't warrant it because it's been installed wrong. And he's like, well, hang on a minute. In his video, now you're getting it in the neck, saying it's your fault because
of something. Who is it who blew up the installation of these products? It's electricians who took this on. We took that leap of faith. I took it with Hypervolt and I have the burn marks. Because of that, we've had big issues on warranty recalls with their products. But with the Zappi and My Energy, it was installers who took that forward to consumers at the outset and really helped bring that into the marketplace, I would say. And even today, I don't get customers coming to me saying, can I have a Zappi or an Erm or whatever? It's me saying to a consumer, I think this product fits best with what you're asking for, making that recommendation. So when that brand then turns around to the same customer and says, they've done it a bit crap, that doesn't sit very well with me, and that's the frustration I've got around all this. It just seems way out of line, I reckon.
And that's the premise of this podcast, is are Sparkies getting screwed by My Energy saying stuff like this? Now, we wouldn't have used that title had it only just been your experience, but we've done our digging and we've done our due diligence, and we found many, many, many people in the same position as you that have been... not slandered, but had their work had dispersions cast upon it by whoever at My Energy. So they've been telling customers that the Sparkies have installed it wrong, when actually what they don't realize is, if Sparkies just turn around tomorrow and said, I ain't fitting Zappi, so you have to go find someone else to fit your Zappi, all of a sudden they'd have a big problem on their hands.
You know,
so what My Energy done is they've gone very consumer facing, which is a smart move, really. But you can't just ignore the legions of Sparkies and installers behind the scenes doing all your legwork for you. And if you just if you're allegedly rolling the shit downhill onto the Sparkies, that is not going to be a great move for you long term.
There are people in the chat saying, like, what a massive selling point the fact that it didn't in RCD was
100%.
I bet you if I go and trawl through some old sponsored My Energy YouTube videos, I'll find that selling in thing.
Yeah,
and someone's put EVs born on chat. Yeah, let's get it straight. Yeah,
they're not wrong.
This this is very much aimed at My Energy tonight. Yeah. But what we're saying is, we're the podcast for Sparkies, support Sparkies, yeah? If we don't nip this in the bud, how many more manufacturers can start trying to pull stunts like this? And we will find out, and we will keep coming back for everyone that starts trying to pull these kind of stunts.
That's my worry now. All of these brands are complicit in stuff going wrong and mistakes with launch. We've got Give Energy at the minute, where there's the gateway and there's issues with the neutral air bond relay. They were brought out where they said they could be paralleled up and you could have more AIOs than just a singular one, but we're still at the stage where you can only have one. And we've sold these products now to customers saying, oh, it's coming in the next few weeks, it's coming. That's like 6 to 8 months ago. And we're the ones taking the heat from the consumers we've sold these products to and installed them to.
And who did that?
With the gateways, you know, the worry is that they're going to turn around in the future and say, oh, in our instructions, it said this and your installer's not done it, so we're not honouring your 12-year warranty. We're already starting to see that happening. Are they the kind of moves these brands are going to pull en masse? And where's our liability sit in all that as installers?
We're going to see people pulling this stunt more often, definitely. I mean, zapping it a bit with their Libby, didn't they, with the battery? They had it all at the trade shows 18 months before it even come out. People were buying their products based on the fact they were going to bring out a battery. Then it just got delayed and delayed, and everyone was moaning about it. Like, it's like your marketing, you've got to back your marketing up with the actual product. You can't just keep pulling the wool over people's eyes because they'll get wise to it. And
yeah, but it is. I think a lot of companies, especially in this market, sort of take a leaf out of Elon Musk's book, but they ain't Elon Musk. Do you know what I mean? So, like, when Elon Musk sold the Cybertruck, they sold out in a week. Like, yeah, when you had to do like a £150 deposit or something, and everyone done it, bosh, done. He had the money to for the R&D of it or whatever. It hadn't even been, hadn't even made a prototype yet, and they was doing that. I think a lot of companies have seen his maverick way of promising and under the delivering and thinking they can do it, but they don't have that clout that he has, and it's falling short. And I think the worst thing that they can be doing is blaming the legions of Sparkies that are doing the work, because there'll be a point if my energy continue to put the blame on the installation and not take any responsibility whatsoever, they will end up getting boycotted by Sparks. I'm not calling for a boycott or anything like that. Nothing as ridiculous as that. But we're starting to see these companies really act very bad, very poorly. And it's not just that. Like, if you look at back in over the last couple of months of this podcast, right, we had the Velocity thing. We had the Hager thing. Now we've got my energy thing. What the hell is going on? Are we just shit? Are the electricians shit? Or is this the new way of doing things where the shit rolls downhill and electricians just done it wrong? I personally don't believe that. When you look at someone like Mark, right, not blowing smoke, but Mark's very diligent. He spends a lot of time reading books. That's why he looks like he does. And this is what he does. He's quite diligent. If you want to know anything technical about anything, Mark's your guy. He is, if you can get hold of him, don't pick up the phone often anymore.
Not to you.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Do you know the Wilex one, though? Do you remember that? The Wilex breakers.
We still work with Wilex because of that. And it was like 15 years ago now. Maybe longer.
I don't remember
But did they handle it well? They went, look, we've got a problem. These are the numbers. We need to recall them. We're going to pay to go and swap them, yeah? I know some people probably still aren't fit like you're saying you're not, yeah? But they did the right thing, didn't they? They went, we've got a problem. We're going to pay to go and fix it. And they did the best they could. You know what I mean? Shit's going to happen. I'm sure no one would deny that. I personally this week put out a video on my Instagram because a Chevronard new Pelli head broke. And I rang them up and I said, it's broken. And they went, yeah, I didn't get no special treatment. It says, we'll send you a new one, but the other one's got to go back to France. Why has it got to go back to France? Because they want to take it apart and see what's gone wrong with it because they want to stop it happening again. But we'll send you a new one out. I was like, fair enough. And I was like, I better put this on my story because people think I'm hiding. I put that on my Instagram story, and guess what they did? They shared it to everyone to read. So everyone got to see that I had one of their devices they'd broken, and they got to hear what had happened and how they dealt with it. And I thought, well, fair one, you can't knock it, can you? Because I put it out there for due diligence, for thing. But you got to, if you have something go wrong, you've got to embrace it and deal with it, haven't you? That's what will sell to me. Things that actually do what they're meant to do and people that make products that will actually look after and support you.
So,
you carry on, Sam. I'll jump in a minute.
Mike's electrical staff said the warranty thing is just bullshit. There's no way that a lack of upstream RCD could cause a fault in the unit. Small claims court time. That's someone you want to listen to. He knows his ones and twos.
Mike's electrical stuff, big fan.
I'd make them right. That's really difficult for them to enforce a warranty non-payout. And we've taken the view now as our little small company. We've probably done tens of thousands of pounds worth of business with my energy. Remember, I am their customer. It's me buying the product, not my consumers buying them. We've made the decision now we're not going to install their products because I can't have that in my business. I can't have that risk of a brand telling one of my customers we've done something wrong when we haven't. We had a discussion with me and my little team, and that's the view we've taken. There is loads of other options now in that market space. you just have to look on eFix week to week. There's a new charger dropping all the time. And we use stuff from Wallbox that does the solar monitoring now. There's lots of different things that all serve the same purpose. And the solution to this specific job was to use a Give Energy EV charger, because the customer already had an AIO and gateway, and it all synced up perfectly without the need to run any data cabling. So problem solved. We've moved on and we won't fit their products anymore.
That's quite an indictment, though. That's quite bad. Because I know that you fitted maybe 1,000 of these Zappies.
No, it won't be that many, but plenty. Plenty.
Plenty.
And the same with the Eddies as well. There's been some of my customers commenting on the posts I've shared about what's happened. We've put a fair number of my energy products in over the years. I've done YouTube videos singing their praises. Jamie might well find one of mine where we've said it doesn't need RCD protection back in the day before I knew any better.
I've recommended them. My mate's got one in his house because I said, oh, they're all right. They're good. They're decent bits of kit and the app's good. But I'm not really doing that anymore. When I want to know what I'll charge about, I'll probably end up ringing you and saying, what are you fitting nowadays? But I'm afraid, for me, I don't want the comebacks. I make a lot of my business out of dealing with design and recommending things to people. And I don't want no comebacks on someone that's not going to handle it.
And do you know what? There's a few people in here saying, I ain't taking that risk. Exactly what Mark said. I'm not taking the risk of installing that and then them tarnishing my name saying that we've done it wrong. And I suppose that's quite bad, because in this day and age with like Google, Google reviews, stuff like that, doesn't take a lot before you've got one or two of them
from a
Zappy customer that's got the ump with you. Even if you've bent over backwards, they want to do an honest review or something. Mate, you're finished.
There's Facebook groups on these products. We've done installs, and then literally 2 days later, the customer shared the install in this group for other people to see. So it only takes that kind of reverse to that, where they say, oh,
yeah,
my installer's put the product in wrong. The manufacturer told us that.
If it is a
goes
rogue
in that group,
person on
business reputation ruined.
If it's a rogue person on the phone, you need to get a grip of your technical support department to stop saying stuff like that, don't you?
Like, maybe they have a conversation with the installer. If you think there's a query, they could easily say to that consumer, we're not sure how this has been installed. We're going to speak to the installer and see what their view is on it and go back to them. Have that conversation, surely.
We'll get some pictures or tell us why it's wrong. Not just like the blanket, oh, it's wrong. Well, why is it wrong then? Because you can't just start batting people off your technical outline, blaming the installer. That's a dangerous precedent. And maybe they probably picked on the wrong guy. They did one in a million chance that the person that ring, well, one in a thousand chance that they ring up and it's Mark Allison who's the installer, yeah? Who can come on
it's
here straight away.
That's a massive problem for him.
We've got a bit serious recently in this podcast, right? Me and Sam have conversation about this, yeah? It's journalism now. I'm trawling the fucking internet looking for issues, yeah? Looking for things for the news. I have to write 15 minutes of news a week, which means I'm trawling the internet looking for material every week, week in, week out. And if someone rings me up and goes, guess what I've got? I've got a recall from someone because they're catching fire. Well, you know what? I'm all over that shit straight away on Sunday. So like any other manufacturer wants to try the luck on mugging off electricians, go for it, because we're desperate for news week in, week out.
And it's not like we're not trying to be dicks to these companies, but these companies are being dicks to electricians, and it's what our show is based around, supporting electricians and like being the show of sparkies. We're all sparkies that have our own businesses in our own way, doing our own work. So we can't be bought. Well, we could be for the right money, I suppose, but we ain't bought.
Oh, did I mention CT1? No,
sorry. No, listen, if someone come up to £1 million to say this product's good, I'm taking £1 million, bro.
Tell Alex to go away.
I'm taking it.
We've got us price, haven't we? But what I'm saying is, like, the news writes itself. We're just reporting on what's happening. We're not like, let's get on someone every week. You know, I did actually buy this week, and this is genuine. I bought some CT1. Do you know what? That is sticky. It's pretty sticky. You know what I mean? It's good shit. You know what I mean? If you're selling something that does what it says on the tin, you're not going to get anything on here but it's going, oh, you know, I'd use this week. I used that and it was all right. But if, like, for example, you're KM, the socket manufacturer, and 20 sparkers messaged me going, I bought some sockets off KM sockets and they've got no bits inside. Guess what? Once they send me a picture of with no bits inside, you're going to be on this news the next Sunday. Because that's
it's just what it is.
It's not a witch hunt. We're not
But not just that. Not just that.
Mark loves to write the longest, most moaniest, most spiteful posts on LinkedIn for people who are annoyed.
Sometimes I put an extra paragraph on just because I know you'll have to read it, Sam. Maybe two. Yeah,
but then sometimes he does that and it's like, and he gets like 20,000 views on it and stuff. So I wouldn't want to be on the wrong end of Marco.
They got the wrong person.
I don't mind that the products go wrong because that's not unique to my energy. No. I would say out of all of the brands out there, they're probably doing a better job than most.
I would agree.
The thing that isn't acceptable is the issue with the consumers and reversing that. When their products have failed before and we've gone out to a job, you know, we've reassured the customer, this doesn't happen very often. It's just one of those things, brilliant product. We'll get it swapped for you and just done it without trying to cause them a problem. And then the other way around, when they feel maybe a bit on the hook, and this is a nice customer, they won't have been giving them any aggravation on the phone about the product at all. So to have that thrown back the other way, yeah, just not happy about it basically.
It's recoverable, isn't it? Well, we want to support a British manufacturer and we want to recommend British manufacturers, yeah. What I've noticed with Zappi is the insides are totally different every time I see a picture of the insides. So there's obviously a lot of changes going off in the background. Don't know why, but you look at the PCBs, they're always very different. They've got contacts in now and stuff. We want to support a British manufacturer, but we can't support someone that's not supporting the people that we say we support. So do a good job. If your returns are rapid, if you've got a lot of returns, suck it up, Buttercup. Deal with it, you know what I mean? If you've got a big faulty batch, you need to own that stuff, don't you? And get on with it. Not start blaming it on contractors. It won't get you anywhere. But it's recoverable, isn't it, as a thing? It's not we're not continuing this hatred.
You know, do you remember back in the day, we were sponsored by Hypervolt. And then all of a sudden, something happened to Hypervolt and they went away. And Artisan was sponsored by Hypervolt. All these people were sponsored by Hypervolt. And all of a sudden they went away. And I was for sure thinking that they had gone under. They're still about, but no one talks about them anymore.
Probably
after that last big problem they had.
A lot of these EV things are invested by what they call them. The fintech, whatever it is.
All that clever.
They're just invested. Like they'll go, oh, we'll pump a load of money into that because it's going to make loads of money. And now I think people are realizing the market is saturated. And I'm afraid we're at the stage now where the good chargers, the people that offer good service and products, will probably make it. And how many EV chargers gone? I mean, like that Anderson, they went, didn't they? Although they're back again, but
they're back.
It's a very, very posh socket, that is. But just make a good charger that lasts, say, 10 years, got good support.
But that OMI one is...
buy it.
The OMI charger at the moment is meant to be the one, isn't it? It's easy.
Everyone's banging them in.
I put one... That's the one I put in with Libby that time. And he said, like... And we just installed that. It went in nice. He set it up all nice. Took about 5 minutes to set up. And Libby is, like, 92 years old. And even he could do it.
The thing with them is they do... link up with Octopus really well. They've got some sort of arrangement with them.
I know what it was. Hypervolt. Do you know why they went on? Allegedly. Do you know why they stopped making them? Because they had Raspberry Pis and there's no Raspberry Pis available.
At one point, they was even using any Raspberry Pi they could get their hands on. And yeah, it was like the ones that you send out to schools.
Yeah, there was none available because I actually got 3 or 4 broken ones of them and I sold the Raspberry Pis out of them because there's such a shortage of them. But I don't quote me on that, but I do remember that about them.
I think it was.
We had them where they'd send out new SD cards and new little bits to plug onto their stuff because they didn't have the right components. It was all through COVID and stuff, so they were blaming
that. Yeah, that was it, yeah.
But even so, not the best. And we don't fit that product anymore either.
You'd be surprised what extremely expensive equipment has Raspberry Pis in. I've had first-hand experience this. I'm like, I've cracked something open that cost an absolute fortune to find a Raspberry Pi inside. I was like...
I remember you telling me that story.
I got sacked over this. I got sacked from a company over that. So yeah, but yeah, but...
To the end of this conversation.
The Zappi is a product in itself. It's brilliant. The weather seal on that front cover is still the best in class. They never let moisture in. And they're always tweaking. Like you said, changing stuff around, Jamie. The push fit terminals, I think they were the first to do that. And the way the system integrates with solar, it is this situation where their customer service, technical support people are chucking sparks under the bus. And it's annoyed me. I won't use them anymore. And I won't be the only electrician to decide that if they keep that.
No. But there's 2 or 3 in the chat already.
I've heard people say they look a bit dated, but I quite like the fact that it's not, who cares, but they've got the same moulds they've always had. So if you had to swap one out, it's just drop screws. I'm not sure I'm into like people changing designs every 10 seconds, but I think it's not.
They do need updating compared to the others. But mind you, when you look at like the Omi one, that looks cheap, but it's not.
I think they look good. I think the Zappy ones look good in the post. You know what I mean? They look good in the post, look substantial. And they've got
Zappy,
a good
yeah. pedals. The Zappy pedestals are brilliant. That looks really nice. They're expensive, I think like 200 yeah. quid, but they do look really nice.
The problem is as well is you're selling to, you know, the type of people that buy these things.
And this is it. We're going to the mass market now. We've gone past that stage. All the early adopters who research this stuff and love it, the EV, yeah. the cult of EV, those people are gone. They've bought their cars. They've bought yeah. their chargers. Yeah, we're now going pitching product to people like Sam, who just wants some rammed on the side of his house to fill his car up with electric and just wants it to be cheap and cheerful.
That's why the like me, bro?
And if you want that, you should try my new sponsor, Octopus, innit?
With those £5 lights behind you, it can only be you.
What do you mean?
And again, like, get your fuse board, put the right RCD in it, slap a commando on the outside of your ass, and you're laughing, aren't you? What more do you need? All you need is a commando
plug. Ash on Twitter's done that. He's put his little 32-amp commando socket on, got one of those plug-in jobbies, and he's charging his new electric car up sweet as a nut every day.
Because I tell you what, the EV companies aren't paying you for, nicking all your data and flogging it like we do. All right, some have interlinked with other stuff and this smart, but like...
Wait, can you do that? Can you charge off of... If you put in a big enough cable and a 32-amp commando socket with an RCD up line...
You need a granny charge. You need something to speak to the car, but you could do that in a dodgy way. He's done it. As well.
I think the only thing it's lacking is the pen fault protection. And yeah, he ain't bothered about that. I don't think so.
You could put a commando socket on your ass, and you could literally, genuinely, use a Raspberry Pi to tell your car there's a charger there, and it'd do it. It'd charge it.
That's hilarious.
Everything else is just technical faff, innit?
Would you do that, Jamie?
I'm 42, mate. I'm burning diesel till I die.
Yeah, I know. I love my truck.
Have you seen my heat pump I've got? It's called a wood burner. I'm burning wood. I'm not buying electricity. As I did this week, I went to a house that was full electric. I had to do an energy monitoring for a house, and it was a full electric estate, yeah? I put a thing on Twitter, Instagram. In the week, they'd used 185 kilowatts. And then Dan from DMH on me says he's got a full electric customer that used 200 and something in a week. He'll put it in the chat in a bit. But yeah, I ain't using that. I'm burning wood.
That's reminding me of something I wanted to ask you guys. I've been using electricity this weekend to make money.
I've been using it for years, mate.
Yes, it's like I was getting paid by Octopus 7 pence a unit on Saturday.
Really?
To use electricity. I had the outdoor patio heaters on for the dogs. Obviously, I don't want them getting cold.
I got shot down
cooking the lunch a little bit early.
I got shot down by a cult of EV person. I suggested that you've got 100 amped, yeah? Octopus are paying you 7 pence a unit. Go round every one of your friends and family, get a 3 kilowatt heater, just leave them out in your garden. And someone went, that's not really very clever. It's like, well, if they're paying you to get rid of it, like, turn everything on, have the oven door open, let the poor pay for your electricity.
I tried to do it legitimately and got it up to 15 kilowatts. That was a legitimate effort, not to just put all of the hobs on and fires everywhere and... just burning electric for the sake of it. But you're right, Jamie. Someone's paying for this, aren't they? Somebody else is either not using electricity to have this excess. It doesn't seem very fair the way it's all weighted, to be honest.
If I hadn't slammed the panels on the outside wall of my house and on my own and got an MCS certificate, which I haven't got, I would literally go and buy a load bank, which would cost me about 300 quid to make. And I would just, every time they had one of them negative sessions, I would just whack off 50 kilowatts in my back garden. No problem. I wouldn't even feel guilty about it. Like, just get a 3 or 4 immersion heaters or 3 or 4 fan heaters. Stick them in your... Buy them off Facebook because no one wants them because they burn electricity. Stick them in your shed in an extension lead. And every time it goes negative, slam them on and just get, what is it, 7 to 15 pence a unit.
I nipped out in the van in power mode to try and get some range out of it so I could charge it up. I literally did that on the Friday.
Burning around Jimmy Savile's house fast as he can.
That's it. Racing literally, there.
People are struggling to heat their homes and do their washing stuff. And other rich people, because the poor are paying for it, yeah, are just wasting electricity on anything.
I don't really understand all this. I really don't understand what's going on here. I have to go to the shop and put electricity on my key. That's how poor I am.
The really bad part of it is to get the best value from that session, I switched my solar off So it was sunny. It was sunny. It was generating 5 kilowatts, but you get paid more money to. It seems stupid, doesn't it? Why would you do that?
Do you know what we will do? We'll do another. We'll revisit the grid and this kind of thing because I don't work for an energy company anymore, so I can say what I want. So we'll revisit that and I'll tell you some trade secrets on it soon. We'll do that soon. We'll put that down. I can tell you exactly how the scams work.
We've got any sparky shit to talk about. I've had a really poor week sparking in terms of getting stuff done. Well, I did have something interesting I needed to.
You know why, don't you? You know why that is, don't you? Retrograde eclipse season. That's what it is. The retrograde eclipse is getting you, mate.
I'm definitely Googling that as soon as we get off this. Definitely.
It's not a thing.
You got to get your chakras aligned, mate. Well, we both said that, didn't we? We had a conversation this week, didn't we? I'm a bit quiet, I must admit. I'm not rattling it in. Not going to lie.
No, I'm not caning it. I had a crap week. What about this then? I went to a customer.
Next week?
Eh?
You got much on next week?
No.
Nah.
I've got stuff to do tomorrow, maybe a bit Tuesday. Might be able to rustle up a day's work Tuesday. And then after that, I'm just relying on whether the ads work or not this week.
I'll teach you next week. So someone's going to get me
to. Throwaway story. I had a customer, lighting fault. Can you go round and sort it out? I'm like, yeah, sweet. Get round there. Press a buzzer. No one answers. Okay. So that's fine, I'll go home. No problem, don't mind. Phones up the landlord, no answer. He's like, all right, sweet. Next, I say, I'll go back there tomorrow. Go back there the next day, press the buzzer, no answer. Text the landlord, he says, they're definitely in. I was like, well, can you get them to meet me at the door? Didn't hear back from him for an hour. So I went home, right? Phones me up, where are you? I was like, I'm home. I'm not waiting about. It's like, my time is not free. I've got other stuff to do. And he's like, oh, do you know what? Just don't worry about it, mate. You're not being very professional about it. All right, bye. What do people think you're doing? Oh, I'll just sit here for an hour. It's okay. Maybe he'll get back to me. Do you know what I mean? What is going on in the world? Maybe that's why I've got no work. Maybe I should be bending over more.
Maybe he got it wrong. The doorbell was broken. That's what he went around to fix.
You know what? Perhaps that's true. Perhaps the doorbell is broken. Who knows?
That's the problem with domestic. Like, I've had people say, like, you ring up and go, hey, mate, I've come around to this. And like, oh, sorry, I've just gone shopping. Well, I booked in at like 3 o'clock and it's 3 o'clock now. Well, I've nipped down the shop. I'm back in half an hour. Like, oh, yeah, I'll just sit outside my van, mate, doing nothing. Like, who's going to do that?
It reminds me of the days of PRS when that all came out and we had to start doing EICRs on private rented sector houses and letting agents were booking jobs. Customers were never in and they'd just pile you off, not giving a crap, basically, that you then don't get paid.
Every letting agent wants to put them in a C anyway, don't they? Like, get a big hole, put them in it.
We were having a really good one, in fairness, but it was frustrating through those periods where the actual occupiers would never bloody let you in.
This is why I don't want to deal with the general public. Even the court of EV are better to deal with than the general public because at least they'll be able
like
to fit the car.
Generally, I like it, but I've had a few loons lately. Now, got two subjects to cover. One is Sparksfest. It isn't definitely going to happen, but it is something I'm definitely keen on doing. Whether I can get it over the line, I don't know, but it is something that is definitely in the pipeline. Whether or not I can get it done this year, don't know. Also, there is going to be a big podcast next week with Will from Verso where we find out everything to do with Verso, what's happening, where it's been, what's going on, and what the future holds.
That'll keep Paul Cook quiet, won't it?
Do you know what I mean? It's coming. The new announcement is coming next week, next Sunday, on this podcast. Everyone will know after Sunday exactly what's been happening. I already know. Of course I do. I just couldn't say. But
the podcast, to be fair,
the announcement is coming next week. So hold tight.
Can't wait to find out about that. That's something I've been interested to see what's going down.
Fucking know anyway.
Well, I've got to pretend I don't, haven't I?
Right, idiots. Electricians Podcast, we're out.
Adios, amigos.
Bye-bye.
I can't even find the mouse. Where's the mouse?
Are we offline? Yeah, because I've got some people I want to slag off.